work on free radio, on Caroline, your radio station. Everybody needs somebody to love. Now is the time to turn on that tape recorder to capture for all time the historic moment when Radio Caroline enters a new phase of broadcasting. On Radio Caroline, that's Ken Booth singing you a song called Puppet on a String. Brand new thing released by the Studio One Record Company. We have 30 seconds to go until midnight.
Cool as a mountain stream by Ruffins of Pall Mall.
This is your radio station. This is Radio Caroline. It is now 12 midnight. Caroline would like to extend its thanks to Mr. Harold Wilson and his Labour government for at last, after over 3.5 years of broadcasting, recognizing this station's legality. It's right to be here. It's right to be broadcasting to Great Britain and the continent. It's right to give the music and service to the peoples of Europe, which we have been doing since Easter Sunday, 1964. And we, in turn, recognize your right as our listener to have freedom of choice in your radio entertainment, and, of course, that Radio Caroline belongs to you. It is your radio station, even though it costs you nothing. And as we enter this new phase in our broadcasting history, you naturally have our assurance that we intend to stay on the air because we belong to you and we love you. Caroline continues. Radio Caroline loves you. Listen.
I'm not a Beatle.
You're not a Beatle. Good job, of that.
I'm just a simple disc jockey.
That's it.
A simple, hard-working Englishman.
6 minutes after midnight, you heard music there, courtesy of the Polyphone Record Company on Radio Caroline. All you need is love. And we want to say welcome to the new phase of broadcasting from Caroline. I want you to remember something. That is, a station that belongs to you and is right cannot ever be taken away from you. And there are a lot of people along the coast tonight who are flashing their headlamps at us. Very, very nice to see you. You've made us more happy, and I couldn't think it was possible, but you have made us more happy than we are already. Dale, what are you doing there?
I'm looking out the Fort Hill window. It really is amazing to see all those cars out there and to know that we're not alone in this our most important moment. It's tremendous.
Of course we're not alone, you freak.
I'm outside and the lights are flashing across the water, and it really is a tremendous sight to see. It really is.
Now is the time to raise your glass for Caroline, to hold hands with the one you love, and we shall have a loving together. Across the world tonight with Radio Caroline. Number one on Caroline this week, that's Scott McKenzie there, and you know the title of that one. It's called San Francisco. Hello, Admiral.
Gorgeous place, San Francisco.
How are you doing?
I've just, I've wasted the champagne. My winning went outside and I hit it over the bow.
Really?
Yes, well, we should have christened at the same time.
Well, put the kettle on. Put the kettle on. We must have a drink.
Send that man out. That man there with a cigarette in his mouth. Who is he?
Put the kettle on.
He's been around here for a while anyway. Who is he? Go put the kettle on. Let's have a cup of tea.
Let's say a couple of thank yous now. Robbie and myself would like to thank our leader, Mr. Ronan O'Reilly, and Mr. Philip Solomon, all who work for Radio Caroline to make it possible for us to sit here and speak to you now. Also to thank the many, many people who have been with Caroline since that Easter Sunday, way back in 1964. And we are still here because you have given us such tremendous support. And we want to say thank you. And we know, naturally enough, we're going to have your support for a long, long time to come. And that's why we're going to fuck it to you.
I think you ought to be a politician. You're very good at speeches. You really are. You're too much. Have another beer.
I'm sitting on me. I'm sitting on my soapbox, aren't I?
Aren't you? Yes.
Right.
I tell you what, what is it? Daz or Omo?
Go away now. Go away. No commercial. Castle. Michael Jack and the Rolling Stones, we have somebody under a half thumb. No need to say who it is.